the Morehouse, House of Funk Band, and Howard Showtime Band are two of the most electrifying marching bands on earth. Learn about what makes them so special on Hot 97's newest podcast, Captains and Majors, hosted by yours truly, Fred Bugsy Bugs. Check out Captains and Majors on iTunes, Spotify, and anywhere else you listen to podcasts.
Ebro, that's me. Laura Styles,
that's me.
Rosenberg.
Boom, yeah. Shaka talk.
Laura Styles. We all in the building. Call right now, 800-223-9797. We got some tickets for you. If you want to be at the Millennium Tour, Bow Wow, Carrie Hilson, November 9th, Hulu Theater. That's what we got right now in a little game of Laura Never Loses. Yo, Griff, I need the audio yesterday from when Juanito did the epic, most scandalous cheating we've ever seen or heard in Laura Never Loses. I need that audio. Because that was legend. And because, you know, Juanito is, unscrupulous, without scruples. He doesn't give a damn.
Bad hombre is here.
That's right. He's a bad hombre.
Spinach dip.
That's right. A hungry bad hombre.
Háblale!
Facts. Speak on it. So call right now. Tickets to that Hulu Theater. You'll be in the building. Lil Laura Never Loses. You pick the right person. Myself. Or Laura Styles. And you're there. It's raining, fams. It's going to rain until it's done raining, which is like tomorrow night. This ain't even a hurricane anymore. The hurricane little system already went through. This is something that came in after.
I thought this was the after effects of Ian.
Is that what they're saying?
Yeah.
I was told Ian was what happened on Saturday and Sunday. Whole other system.
Okay.
Maybe it happened because of Ian and it
right.
Some low pressure, some, high pressure, yeah. whatever. But anyway, it's here.
Ripples.
Fam. Yo, you know, oh man. What's the death toll down in Florida? 80-something?
80-something, I thought.
80-something people died down there in Florida.
I thought I heard over the hundreds.
Is it over the hundreds now?
I feel so.
Anyway, to the family and friends down in Florida. Man, it's crazy. Yeah, it says Hurricane Ian. According to CNN, death toll surpasses 100 as the search for survivors continues. Yeah. At least 101. This was 9 hours ago. Listen. And we, you know, arrogantly, as usual, we always like to act like, you know, America, you know, things happen on mainland America. It don't get crazy like it does in smaller nations or developing nations. Nah, bro.
Right.
It gets crazy right here. The same way it gets crazy in DR and Puerto Rico.
Yeah. I heard there was a couple, small family, who just moved down to Florida 2 weeks ago. Lost their house and their car.
Damn.
Devastated.
But they're alive.
They're alive, but everything that they went down there with is gone.
Yeah, well, so if you decide you want to move to Florida because of the weather, now you should always remember that weather in Florida and the Caribbean comes with something.
Yeah.
You know, just like when people are like, y'all want to move to L.A., and them earthquakes start shaking.
Right.
It comes with something. You know, you want to live
hurricanes, the hurricanes are even more of a lock. Like, it's practically a lock.
It's a season.
Although,
every season.
Although this time it hit places that don't normally get hit. Like, doesn't Orlando not normally catch it? I think it had been years.
I don't know what the normals are.
Yeah. Well, we know Miami. We know that whole.
Well,
that
Miami
whole
got
side.
Skipped over this time. I got people in Miami. This time, they was like, it was raining, but you know.
Right, this time Miami got skipped. It was a weird pattern.
But, you know, my point is there's a hurricane season. So,
man. Yep, every
the odds,
year.
The odds are there. And then you got, like I was saying, earthquakes. You live in the Midwest. You got tornadoes.
Yeah. And yep. The hard part, I just left New Orleans this weekend. The damages, the long-term effects, you know, this hurricane could last maybe a day, but the effects could be 5, 6, 7, 8 years.
Oh, for sure. Depending on, you know, financial infrastructure and. You know, if the city's supporting you, et cetera, et cetera. Yeah, all that could happen. All of it could happen. You know? It's time to get into a little Lord Never Loses. We got anybody on the line?
I just grab two.
Yo, Juanito, what are you doing? So what's Griff doing?
I don't know.
What's wrong with y'all, man? Oh, Griff's running around. Juanito's in here pointing at Shani. I know. We don't need that right now, bro. I need callers. Why you walking around with headphones in your hand? What are you doing?
He's editing while he walks.
Hey. He's not doing nothing.
Yo, can y'all hear me?
What's wrong with people, man?
Yes, Laura, you're
allowed. Let's go to Chris on the line. Yeah, we got you, Laura Styles. Get your life together. Y'all got it. Everybody got to get their lives together, man. What's happening here, man?
A mess.
Chris, what's going on, sir?
What's up, guys? Good morning.
Chilling, man. The weather's bad now. I'm in a bad mood because people just running around here lacking.
Well, hopefully, if you're on my team, you get this win. The day makes it better.
You know what I mean? We got Bow Wow, Kerry Hilson tickets, November 9th, Hulu Theater. ESPN's own Rosenberg. I just ran into a Mets fan this morning.
Oh, no.
Wasn't too happy, this Mets fan I saw. Guy that works here at the building.
Oh, I know that guy. Good news, though. The Mets didn't lose last night.
Yeah, but he's not too happy about the Braves walking through the two best pitchers they got.
Oh, no, I know. And last night's game was postponed, D-Bro. That's why they didn't lose.
Exactly.
But, yeah, no. The Mets fans are upset, man. The expectations had changed. It went from, hey, let's have a decent year to let's really go on a run. So people are tight.
Now, I can say, even if the Mets don't close out and make it to the World Series at minimum, I believe the Mets are a threat for years to come. The ownership... The attitude, just everything is lining up good. At least there's expectations that you'll always be in the race. I believe that could be factual.
I think that's, yeah, I think everybody feels they're going to be good, but people want something right now.
Yeah.
They're ready.
I mean, I got something for you.
Congratulations. You played yourself.
It's not looking good, but let's hope for the best. Sharice on the line. Sharice, good morning.
Good morning.
How are you today, Sharice? How's that weather outside for you?
It's raining.
Yeah, it's terrible. It's a terrible commute today. I mean, and it's one of those winter, dark, rainy days where the glare, there's so much water on the roads that the glare from the lights is making it hard to see those mornings.
Right. So everybody moving slow.
Everybody moving slow. You can't tell where the puddles are because it's so dark and the reflections and all that. Everybody be careful. Now, Sharice, who do you want to represent you today, me or Laura Styles?
Ebro.
All right, let's get into it then.
Oh, Ebro, you better lose.
Well, I mean, I might, but I also might not. Unless, you know, if Juanito was here, this happened yesterday. Let me hear this audio from yesterday.
Country with the Bible on the flag.
Yeah, man. Just think of Cast One.
Wait, what? The question was, a country with a Bible on the flag.
We had no idea.
We had no idea. Nobody knew.
No clue. None of us knew.
Play this longer clip. This happened yesterday.
Which country has the Bible on its national
flag?
Ebro.
Country with the Bible on its national flag? Whoa.
Three. Two.
Feels intense.
One.
That is heavy, whoever's doing that out here. man. I'm going to go with...
facts.
Serbia. I don't know.
What country is that?
Pete?
Country with the Bible on.
What is happening?
Yeah, man. Just think of Cast One.
What?
Wow. What? Dominican Republic.
Yeah, Pete Wiz.
That's not true.
Yo, I never seen that before.
You've never seen the blatant cheating before, have you?
No, I never seen it.
Right in front of the ref. He didn't even care.
No, Shawnee's not here, so I go. I run the rules, man. Get out of here.
What? You can't give hints?
Yo, man, Juanito. Yo, that was Griff.
Griff wasn't even
got any rules written like, up.
Yo, this is crazy. Hell no. I read all the rules. There are no rules.
Yo, he's Donald Trump in the whole game right now. It's unprecedented. Nobody knows what to do.
Bigly. You know what I'm saying?
Pewter's Putin. Mets, Metsin. Cheaters cheating.
Wow, that was yesterday on the program. Shawnee, you heard that?
No, that was nuts.
Never heard anything like that.
It was pretty wild.
A Bible on a flag sounds nuts.
Cash One didn't even know that. Part one, he had to go look and was like, "Wow, that is the Bible."
There's a Bible? I gotta Google.
I think it's mad small.
And Juanito just making up rules as he goes along, throwing out hints.
You heard it right. That is what happened. Yeah. Let's get into today's game, Shawnee, with the question. 60 seconds on the clock.
Okay.
Let's play Laura Never Lose It.
All right, here we go. All right, okay. Who played former president?
Ebro. Who played former president?
Three.
Two. I'm going to go with Will Ferrell played George W. Bush.
Possibly, but incorrect. Who played former president James Madison's 200-year-old float?
Oh, Lizzo.
Lizzo. That's a fact. In the film Babe, what type of animal? Ebro.
Pig.
He was a pig. That's facts. Kanye West changed. Ebro.
Kanye West changed his underwear, his socks. officially his name to Ye.
Hope so. He definitely did that, but incorrect. Kanye West changed his profile picture to a photo of who?
Oh, I don't know.
Out of peace and respect.
That would be Kris Jenner.
Yep. Mom's in law. Who wrote The Old Man in the Sea?
Ebro. Who wrote The Old Man in the Sea? I have no idea. Let's go with Charles Dickens.
Incorrect.
I think that's Hemingway?
That is true. Laura Wills!
Laura Wills!
Ernest Hemingway.
Laura Wills!
All right. You got tickets to the Millennium Tour. Chris! Carrie Hilson on November 9th.
There it goes. Chris, you're getting tickets. Sorry about that, Sharice. We love you, though.
It's all right.
Thank you for calling. Chris, hang on. We got to get some info. On the way, flashing lights, Laura Staff.
Oh, man. Coming up in a flashing lights report, Kanye West had his debut for his Yeezy fashion show with quite the controversial statement. I'll let you know what has everybody rubbing their heads coming up in a flashing lights report.
Minutes commercial free.
Non-stop hip hop.
Coming up at 7 with Ebro in the morning. Woo! Hot 97.
Hot 97 Summer Jam. 30th anniversary, June 2nd. UBS Arena. Hold on. Sexy Red. French Montana. DeVito. Roller Brook. Cash Cobain. Bass Swag. Doja Cat. Honey Baby. Fabio Fari. 41 Cal Rich. Jet Carter. Tata. Chef G is home, baby. Sleepy Hollow. Connie Diamond. 310 Baby. Celebrity host. Ice Spice and A Boogie. Big Daddy Kane will be celebrating the life of the finisher. Mr. C.
Mr. C. Step Swimming.
Jadakiss. EPMD. Eric B. and Rakim. Method Man and Redman. Lord Tariq and Peter Guns. Yours truly, the curator, the lit digital DJ, Funk Flex on the set. Hosted by Nessa, Ebro, Peter Rosenberg, and Laura Stahl. 30th anniversary of Summer Jam. 30% off right now. This offer ends at midnight on Sunday. Tickets at Ticketmaster.com. Oh, you thought we wasn't going to get it right?
He's on fire.
Fire. Bro in the morning. Woo! Hot 97.
Let's go, flashing lights, Laura Stahl. Yeah.
Laura Stahl's got the 411 on the flash lights.
I know you're ready for the flashing lights. And Laura Stahl's gonna put us on.
So Kanye West was in Paris.
Oh, you said Kanye West?
His season 9 collection of his fashion show. And towards the end, he comes out alongside Candace Owens, both wearing t-shirts that say White Lives Matter.
Yo, them t-shirts are going to sell crazy out here. I want to see somebody walking around in it.
The front has an image of Pope John Paul II with a message that says, "We shall follow your example." And then,
wow.
He put How did Pope John Paul get, end up in this?
I don't know, bro, but that was the front of the T-shirt.
Yes. I mean, look, man, when you idolize whiteness, you know what I'm saying? I don't see, you know, y'all know Kanye idolizes whiteness.
Yeah, it's,
he likes to make money off of it. That's where he's at with it. Now, it really doesn't require that much thought, if we're being real. He's just a troll, y'all. It's a troll. It's all a troll.
But what does that matter?
That it's a troll, or that he even said it. Well, that's my point. I don't even know if it matters. It doesn't.
Right.
It doesn't. None of it matters.
Sometimes I feel, Ibra, that people just like kind of dismiss it as just a troll. I feel like he is who he is, and this is what he. This is how, like you said, he idolizes whiteness, and to him, this is what it is. How many times is he going to show you who he is?
There's that part, but I also think to someone who doesn't read like Kanye West. And who literally everything they do is trying to provoke an emotional response from an audience to buy an item, whether it's music, concert tickets, shoes, clothes, you know, whatever it is. He knows that this is going to get a conversation going. And the other part of it is anybody that says white lives matter can't be taken seriously about anything. Anybody.
Right. At this point.
No. Like, from the jump. Because Black Lives Matter was not about anybody else.
Right.
It was about the fact that socially, in this nation specifically, but most around the world, nobody makes a big deal about black people dying in droves. There's wars going on right now in the Congo, in Africa. Mass amounts of black people dying because of Europeans. Nobody cares. We talking about Ukraine. There's a popular show right now, The Dahmer Thing, which is specifically about police not caring that a white man was eating black folks.
Right.
And nobody gave a damn. How often do we see black girls, little black girls missing? Nobody cares. Let a little blonde girl come up missing. Bruh, stop the news cycle.
It's everywhere.
It's so true.
Imagine
having little blonde children in cages. What would that look like?
What? Yo, imagine if the Dahmer show that everybody's so happy about was him eating little blonde women.
Crazy.
Or white men, for that matter. You can't even imagine it. How about that?
Right. And this is why Black Lives Matter.
That's why the whole slogan started. So when somebody comes along and says, white lives matter, you can't be. You're just entertainment. You're just a clown show, bro. You're just trolling. You're trying to get money.
It's the equivalent. It's the 2022 equivalent of, I remember when we were young, why don't they have White History Month? It's literally the equivalent. It's you are brain dead. You don't understand the point of Black History Month.
Right.
So you don't understand Black Lives Matter.
And Kanye just reiterated a few weeks ago that he don't read, fam. Like, so.
Oh, he brought that back up.
Yeah, go Google it. It just came out a couple weeks ago. He's like, nah, I don't read. So what are we doing? Okay.
I'll tell you, though, shout out to my son. My son posted a video of a gentleman breaking down the history of Kanye turning and dates it all the way back to when Barack Obama called him a jackass.
Yeah, man.
And how that was the moment he basically said, you know what, I'm going to go with this white thing instead. It's fascinating. I never tracked it to that date.
Well, I'll take you somewhere else. The beat we're actually playing right now, this Diamonds record. Remember when the original version came out, and this is early internet. They came for Kanye because he wasn't talking about blood diamonds, and he came with the remix version, talking about the diamonds in Sierra Leone and da da da. Because Kanye came up alongside. Versus with Mos Def and Talib Kweli. So his audience originally was tied around consciousness.
Right.
And so that crowd came for Kanye. Then he does this Diamonds remix thing and comes with that verse and tries to lean in there. But then when he started dating Kim Kardashian and black women came for him. He was, you know, and then, yes, what Rosenberg's saying. So there's been many times along the way where Kanye's just kind of been like, you know what? I'm going to do what I want to do when I want to do it. Because y'all going to come for me anyway. tone. Yeah, man. And then, bro, and then the black president, the president who happens to be black, calls you a jackass, and he's from Chicago, and you're from Chicago.
So now you have to take that out on all black people.
Well, he just doesn't give a damn. He doesn't care, y'all. It's a troll, man. Go ahead, Laura.
That's your Flesh and Light report. Time is 7:03. Today's a high of 57 degrees. Rain all day, and alternate side parking rules are in effect.
WQHDFM HD1 New York, 97 minutes commercial free.
Yeah.
Commercial free coming up at 7 with Ebro in the morning. Hot 97.
Yo, it's Ebro, Laura, and a man named...
Congratulations, you played yourself.
So all that big Willie talk, hop you up, playing yourself, you're playing yourself, you're playing yourself.
So Rosenberg, Laura, would you describe Rosenberg as the guy who tries the most new equipment on this program?
Oh, my God, 100%.
Oh, I got a new camera. Oh, hey, Owing. Hey, I'm trying this new thing. Hey, Rasan, who's our camera guy. Hey, Rasan, how's this lens look? What about this angle? Yo, so today I'm going to try this. Well, I'm trying this. Hey, just a second ago, he goes, guys, I'm trying a new mic. He starts talking, and then...
Congratulations, you played yourself.
Mic stops working.
I don't know what happened.
I'll play myself.
Why a new microphone, sir?
Why am I trying a new microphone?
Yes, sir.
I'm just always on a constant quest for better technology, a better sound.
Got it.
All of those things, plus Rode sent me a microphone.
Okay.
You factor all those things in, and here you go. How do I sound?
You sound like you sounded on the other microphone.
Congratulations. You played yourself.
And the mic boom is blocking your camera, too, by the way.
You know what, Cass?
I'm just saying, I'm trying to help you out.
Yo, and listen, the one guy you don't want to come for is Cass. Because anytime you get some new equipment, who's he's asking, Laura Stout?
I'm just trying to help you out,
Cass?
Man.
Cass?
Yo, Cass, how do I download? Yo, I got to DJ this party. I need your whole set list for your wedding so I could go make 15 grand.
Congratulations. You played.
Hey, that was, hey, I just want everyone to know that was one of those moments when Ebro completely fabricates something that did not happen.
What, that you didn't take his whole set list?
I didn't take any music from Cass for this wedding whatsoever.
No, you
zero.
Didn't. You didn't.
God, you're such a bad guy. Everything else was true. You have to go one step. Yo, man.
Well, because we did have to listen to you ask Cass 1 about specific songs and whether or not you should play them.
Well, no, it was just about having, you know, that was just DJ talk. That's DJ camaraderie.
And that's fine. But don't come for the man now that he's telling you this giant microphone boom, which is
camera.
The arm of a microphone, is blocking half your camera.
Congratulations. You played yourself.
And don't forget, you went through a phase where all of a sudden you had the same chains as Cast
One. I wasn't even going to bring that up.
Well, here she goes. Oh,
God. Pizza-ish Styles going too far.
It was a phase.
Hold on. No, it's not. I bit Cast Backpack.
I forgot the same chain.
Oh, this is facts.
Hold on, but because of all these, Cass, my friend. So because of all this now, if Cass says something I disagree with, I can't argue back. I'm sorry, I wore the chains. I mean, what?
Well, no, I just said don't come
We're
for
teasing.
Him.
Don't We're come teasing
for
you.
Him. Listen, I will still come for Cass like I'd come for any. I didn't even come for him. He came for me. I had fun on my mic.
Congratulations.
I just
you
said
played
a,
yourself.
A true fact. I said that your mic stand boom was blocking your camera. Man, I'm trying to help you out.
Now,
this
is
a bad look.
And this is way inside baseball. Yeah, and for the audience that can't even see what's happening because you're in trashy weather right now and dealing with your commute, hopefully we put a smile on your face just arguing like family, and you can bear with us for a second. But Rosenberg,
yeah,
it's necessary for this new microphone to have that stand.
Yes,
like you can't do one without the other.
Yeah, but this is not a worthwhile point because this is not going to be what the actual setup looks like because I'm using a different camera right now.
Got it. So you're going to reconfigure the setup to make sure that
I didn't want to ruin the joke. I didn't want to let the truth get in the way of a good joke.
Right.
It's not going to be like that.
Because I was being serious. I was like, look,
the mic stand, though. It does operate that way where you have to plug it into the stand. I don't know how else you'd use it. I guess you get a different sort of stand, but the one it came with is an arm.
Oh, wow. Any microphone that requires you to use
By the way, this segment should be sponsored by B&H.
Congratulations. You played yourself.
Yeah, B&H don't sponsor nothing. How about that? Let's just talk about B&H real quick. Does B&H ever sponsor anything for us? As many people from here that go over there?
Mm-mm. Very
do they give you guys any love, you frequent shoppers of B&H?
Mm-mm.
Mm-mm. Never have.
Mm-mm.
Congratulations, you played yourself.
And then their clothes are the worst days, but that's a whole other story.
Well, hey, Cass, be careful now.
I'm just saying.
Guess what? They're closed tonight and tomorrow, too.
Laura, what you got today, fam?
Oh, boy. So, yes, we've talked about this before. Remember, Herschel Walker is running.
Oh, you said Herschel Walker?
Oh, yes, wait, hang on.
Okay. Congratulations, you played yourself.
He's running for a Senate seat in Georgia, right? Reports came out yesterday that a woman who's asking not to be identified, but is claiming that she had to have an abortion in 2009 because she was pregnant with Herschel Walker's baby. She allegedly provided as proof a get well card signed by him, a receipt from the abortion clinic, a check from him reimbursing her for the cost of the procedure. Like, she had receipts on receipts on receipts, right? Because, you know, he's very anti-abortion. That's one of the biggest things he's running his campaign on, right? So not only was he being caught up in a bunch of lies, his son, Christian Walker, who's also GOP, like, it's super right-wing trash, but he decided to come out for him and said, I don't care about someone who has a bad past and takes accountability, but how dare you lie and act as if you're some moral Christian upright man? You've lived a life of destroying other people's lives. He's like, every family member of Herschel Walker has asked him not to run for office because we know some of his past, every single one. He decided to give us the middle finger and air out all of his dirty laundry in public while lying about it. Like this, yo, his son decided to come at him tweet after tweet, and he's just sitting there because I really don't think that he thought that all of this was going to come out while he's running for office.
Congratulations, so, you played yourself.
So wait, here's the cool thing about a lot of religions is that no matter what you did in the past, you can just ask for forgiveness and it's gone. So people who like Herschel Walker, while you guys can run down this whole biography, history lesson of who he is, what he was, et cetera, anybody that proclaims to be Christian today can say, as of yesterday, I'm not that person anymore. I'm born again. I'm changed. I'm a Christian. And let's move on. So you're not going to discourage people who believe that already. You understand what I'm saying?
I think it's about, though, accepting what you did, admitting to it, and acknowledging that it's
That's
wrong.
That's the piece.
Repenting, you know what I mean? And moving on. He's blatantly lying. Like, in the tweets, his son talks about domestic violence. You know what I mean? Like, so that's his whole thing, is like he's lying about who he is.
Okay, so does the Catholic Church. People still showing up to that.
Congratulations, you played yourself.
It doesn't make it any better, even though
the whole country we live in lies about who they were and what. Like, what are we talking about?
Congratulations.
And by the way, I'm not saying that I agree with Herschel Walker. I'm just saying, just to play the other side of this, and the reason people still follow Trump despite the lies, the people still follow all of these bad people despite the lies, is because in their minds, tomorrow's a new day and you could be forgiven of your past transgressions based on the way these belief systems are wired. Doesn't make it right. It still makes it up.
Congratulations, you played yourself.
But that's why these people have followers. And people love this stuff.
The whole thing makes a mockery, though, of when people actually do change and do work on themselves and actually deserve forgiveness. You can't deserve forgiveness when you don't acknowledge what you've done publicly.
Are you being logical and expecting people to...
I mean, no. I mean, yes, I am being logical.
Congratulations. You played yourself.
It's Georgia, for God's sake. I mean, they're going to do what they're going to do. It's Georgia.
I'm just in a zone right now after Kanye West and this White Lives Matter shirt that I can't every day act like these people aren't playing games with people's minds and playing games with the system for their own financial gains. You know what I'm saying? And by the system, I mean religion, beliefs, all of it. It's all for games and for monetary gains and power.
Congratulations, you played
yourself. Herschel Walker's the same as all of them. Donald Trump's the same as all of them. They have no moral compass at all.
But the thing is, playing with things like White Lives Matter, it's not games. It's not. Like, the reason it came to be
is because
it's important.
We know that, but these people don't care.
No, not at all. They don't care at all. And my congrats was going to be on that note, Ebro. Mine was going to be, if you're still doing the hanging on to see when the Kanye thing ends and he comes back to being Kanye.
Congratulations. You played yourself.
I'm not passing judgment on if you want to listen to the man's music. Listen, I still listen to Michael Jackson's catalog. His past seems questionable to me. So Kanye saying some things I disagree with doesn't mean I'm going to throw his CDs out. But if you're sitting around thinking, you know, maybe one day when he gets back together with Jay-Z and blah, blah, blah. Yo, guys, he's showing us over and over and over again. Don't forget, one of the things that made yesterday so irritating, of course, was him standing next to Candace Owens, who's just one of the worst human beings of all time.
She's a troll.
Don't forget, she was invented by Kanye practically. She was a no-name before Kanye jumped out and said, everyone pay attention to this great thinker, Candace Owens. Like, that is part of his legacy. That's the biggest thing he's done over the last 10 years. So, listen, you can still listen to his music. I love his music. But if you're hanging on to some other version of Kanye, you're playing yourself.
Congratulations, you played yourself.
So all that big Willie talk, hop you up, playing yourself. You're playing yourself, you're playing yourself.
Ebro in the morning with Laura Stiles and Rosenberg.
Cast 197 minutes commercial free. I also want to send a congratulations, you played yourself, to anybody who's still emotional about Kanye West. In the vein of what Rosenberg was saying, like, you're still surprised and guffawed.
Damn, Kai, you going crazy.
You know what I mean?
I mean, listen, people have a very close connection to music, man.
They do.
It's maybe stupid, but it's real.
Yeah, they do. They want to believe in that music, right? They want to believe in those people who make the music.
Well, when people make music that hits you in the heart and makes you feel, it's hard to let go of that because you're like, man, this person's made me feel so much before.
Man.
Yeah, man. Like, let's be honest, it's easier to give up R. Kelly. If R. Kelly had truly hit you in your soul that many times, okay, that's interesting because most of his songs were about...
He was just overly sexual, and that's what most of his music was about.
I get if I Believe I Can Fly was hard for you to let go of. I get that. Like, so when you have those moments, and Kanye has a lot of them, I think it's hard for people to let go of, man. He may be the most beloved artist musically of basically the last generation.
For sure. Well, and I think Kanye West knows that at any moment when he wants to turn tail and apologize, he can. Right. Same way he did that with all the wild issue was doing with Kim Kardashian as a mom and Kris Jenner and all that stuff just a few weeks ago. And then... Oh, no, I'm sorry. You know, I don't want that. I don't want this. I don't want that. He knows he can apologize and people are going to forgive him. He knows. Like, because then I go back to when he wants to sit quiet, not tweet, and not cause any noise, he does it.
Right. He often gives the energy like he takes none of this serious. All of it.
It's all a game.
Since the beginning.
Playing with people's emotions, playing with people's lives.
George Bush doesn't care about black people early.
Well, now the slogan should be Kanye West doesn't care about black people.
Right. He just going to keep, hitting you in the head like the random stuff to make you, your mind go.
Making people free thinkers, you know what I'm saying? Think for yourself. Don't be a sheep. Cast 197 minutes commercial free.
Chef G is home, baby. Sleepy Hollow, Connie Diamond, 310 Baby, Celebrity Host, Ice Spice and A Boogie. Big Daddy Kane will be celebrating the life of the finisher, Mr. C.
Mr. C, Steph Swimming.
Jadakiss, EPMD, Eric B. and Rakim, Method Man and Redman, Lord Tariq and Peter Guns. Yours truly, the curator, the lit digital DJ, Funk Flex on the set. Hosted by Nessa, Ebro, Peter Rosenberg, and Laura Stiles. 30th anniversary of Summer Jam. 30% off right now. This offer ends at midnight on Sunday. Tickets at Ticketmaster.com. Oh, you thought we wasn't going to get it right?
He's on fire.
Yo, we in here having a House of Dragons moment.
Woo!
Listen, I got news for you. If you're still on, like, episode... First of all, if you claim to be a Game of Thrones-er, I don't know if that's a thing, but let's go with it.
A Throniac.
Yeah, okay, I like a Throniac.
Throniac.
I made it up.
He did. And you haven't started House of Dragons. I'm going to tell you right now, we are not waiting for it.
No.
We will be talking about this show soon come. We're giving it a few weeks, though.
We've been nice because, Ebro, we're through 7 so far, and we haven't said a word yet. So we've tried to give all y'all time. But there are people out there driving right now listening who loved Game of Thrones. And I get it because I had a similar feeling when the show started. You just didn't feel inspired to start it. Ebro and I just want to hit you with the button.
Fam.
You made
Congratulations. You played yourself.
Fix your mistake. It's incredible.
You have time. And also, there's this too, Rosenberg. People who are waiting so they can binge a bunch of episodes. People like they want to have a full weekend of just like, boom, I'm not leaving the house. I'm watching this all weekend.
That's what I've been doing.
That's your zone.
Yeah, that's my zone.
When do you begin? When at what point do you go?
I watched two episodes, maybe. I think two.
Okay.
I've been waiting. Usually I just let two pile up, but the problem is.
So there's 7 in there now.
I know. Yeah. The problem is I haven't been able to get to. I've been so busy that I haven't been. So now it just keeps piling on. And now I got to sit through like 8 hours of this.
And
but I'm going to do it.
You don't want to do that? Like,
no,
tell me where you
I want to do it, but I don't have the time to do it. It's killing me that I don't have the time to do it.
All right. Well, we have another one of our family members, Laura Stiles.
Oh, boy.
Who was working on an amazing event called the Envision Fest. So all of her personal time was mothering, parenting, and Envision Fest.
I've been very busy.
Yeah. But now what's your excuse?
I'm still recovering. I'm tired.
Oh, so, still recovering.
I'm going to try to catch up now because now I feel like I'm missing out. Now I have a little FOMO. You know I can't have the FOMO.
All right. So what's your plan? What are you doing here?
It's maybe rough. Tonight.
This weekend?
Skating event.
No, this weekend's not skating. That's next weekend.
Oh, it's next weekend?
Yeah.
Oh, I might have time.
October 15th, Cass.
This weekend we got apple picking.
Oh,
see?
Yeah.
That's Saturday. That's just Saturday afternoon, though. So that means you got
time.
Sunday. Now, what's really going to throw you is this weekend, the weather's going to be, I mean, after today and tomorrow, the weather is going to be magnificent.
Right.
You're going to walk outside. It's going to go, oh, no, my thing didn't work. It's going to go, oh, damn it.
Oh, my God, Ebro.
You're going to walk outside and you're going to look up in the sky and there's going to be flex bombs everywhere. It's just all over the place with a little bit of. Nah. Yeah, there it is. Horns will be heard, man. The sun will be shining like. So that may throw your schedule off from watching House of Dragons. But this is just a preliminary warning. We're not going to wait much longer.
It's coming.
All right, fine.
Spoilers will be talked about on this program in weeks to come.
Listen, I understand Laura being busy, but like, how busy can one be? It's only one show.
Rosenberg, I'm exhausted.
Well, that's the piece.
After putting the baby down, like, you just sit there for a little bit, and I'm out. I'm tired. You know what it is to run around after a toddler 24/7?
Toddlers are tiring.
Yeah, she
it's
doesn't have
exhausting.
Any activities where she's gone for a couple hours during the day?
No. Guess who's doing the activities with her? Me.
Facts.
Oh. She's too little. I mean, if she wants to go to those little gyms, I got to go with her.
That's
I'm
right.
crawling under things, trying to catch her, make sure she doesn't hurt herself.
When it's my days with Issa, fam, I can't. It's so hard to do anything else. And I got an 8-year-old.
And you're not chasing her.
And I'm not even chasing her. I can literally, but I don't, because I have a kid who's 8, I don't want to just sit her down in a room in front of an iPad. We do stuff.
Right. You have to.
You got to do stuff. So you're stuck because I know when I was a kid, they would just flip the TV on and be like, shut up. And I want to do a little bit more than that with my kid.
I mean, look, you worked out fine.
Did I?
I mean, for the most part.
We don't know. We don't know. Call right now. 800-223-9797. DJ John is here.
It's DJ John.
Johnny.
DJ John.
Johnny.
DJ John.
DJ John.
DJ John is here.
I am.
How you feeling?
Feeling good.
Why do you have your computer open and two cell phones before you play this game?
Where's two cell phones?
There's a cell phone. Oh, no, it's just one. I thought I saw the side of your computer. I thought that was two.
No, just one.
Just one cell phone.
Yes, sir.
So which one is for Googling and which one is to be on camera?
On camera. I see myself here.
Okay.
And that's it.
So why is the other phone sitting like that?
Well,
for cheating.
No, not for cheat. Actually. If you want to be honest, there was a new theme song that the Mets are kind of brewing up, and I have it.
Oh, you want to play the what? Stop everything. Here comes DJ John for the Mets fans.
Wow.
This isn't going to be good, I'll tell you right now.
Okay.
Oh, my God. He's playing tap.
Disrespect.
For all you Mets fans.
But they didn't lose, though. They're still...
It's coming. It's coming.
You're playing... Like that. That's terrible, man.
Hey, what a terrible guy.
It's coming.
So real quick, what happens if your team gets eliminated before them?
Hold on.
What happens then?
Hold on. I'll play this. For either team.
Wow.
Okay.
Anyone can catch.
Death march.
Damn, yo.
I mean, he had one part of it, right? It's still a trumpet. So
it is a trumpet.
It is a trumpet. So it stays true to form that the trumpet is going to ring off either way. But John, you're a bad guy.
I try.
You do. I'm glad you admitted it. Nakia's on the line. Happening. What's happening, Nakia?
Good morning.
How's your commute so far? I know the weather's trash.
It's not too bad, surprisingly.
Really? You expected worse? Well, that's good.
Yeah.
That's good. Well, Nakia, shout to you for a glass-half-full approach to the commute. Answer this question super fast. John, what tickets do you have today?
Tickets to see Mary J. Blige on our Good Morning Gorgeous Tour happening October 23rd in Jersey, Prudential Center, made hot by SJ Presents.
Nakia sounds pleasantly surprised by Mary J. Blige tickets.
What?
Yeah, man. All right, here we go. Laura Styles with the question for you, Nakia. Listen carefully and answer fast.
Okay, Nakia, your question is, Paris is a city in which country?
France.
All righty.
Wow, you're good.
DJ John, how many statues of Liberty are in Paris?
Four?
Five.
Oh, damn.
Wow. No.
Why did he need so many?
Well, because they made a bunch of them, and they gave one to the United States, remember?
Oh.
We had the only one?
Pretty much.
You, America ain't that special, man.
Congratulations, you played yourself.
Yo, Nakia! You going to see Mary J. Blige?
Oh my God!
Good morning, gorgeous tour with the Queen, Mary J. Blige. Good times at the Prudential Center. We got tickets for you. Hang on, Nakia. We love you. All right, be safe out there.
Thank you.
All right, now, on the way, Flashing Lights with Laura Styles.
Oh, we got to talk about it. Coming up at a Flashing Lights report, Marvel just dropped another trailer for something spectacular. We'll cover it all coming up next.
Cast one.
Hey, yo, it's the queen. Makes me up. I got a big for sympathy from the media.
Interesting end to that song.
Why are you acting like it's the first time you heard it?
I don't know that I ever paid attention to it until then.
Really?
I don't think so.
Mm. All right.
It's like Thriller.
Let's go with some positive news, okay? So the new Wakanda Forever trailer just dropped, guys.
Oh, fuego.
It's so beautiful. Like, when you watch it, it's so beautifully shot. It's just so fire. So it appears to confirm a major fan theory that's been floating around for months that T'Challa's sister, producer Griff said it's pronounced Shuri.
Shuri.
Okay, in the film. They're saying that she's, will kind of take the, will be seen as like the next. You know what I mean? Like, she's going to be the one that's kind of taken over.
So now, if you follow Marvel, there are Shuri books and Shuri comics. And so this still follows, I think, the pattern of what Marvel intended, you know, when it was written, when Stan Lee and the others, you know, worked on this originally.
So at the end of the trailer, you see a female Black Panther standing tall. So it doesn't, you know, show you who's behind the mask, but, you know, all signs point to her. So this is going to be great, guys. I'm so excited.
Look, I'm in. Me and the fam, we are all the way in.
Yeah, I'm excited for this one. You know, this is the only Marvel movie I've only seen like two or three Marvel movies, but Black Panther was one of them. It was tremendous.
Yeah, it was a good
thing.
You don't have to be a part of the whole universe to enjoy it.
That's right.
So we brought up Kanye West earlier with his White Lives Matter shirt at his Paris fashion show.
That's right.
And I guess he's reading all the criticism. He goes on his Instagram page and wrote, "Everyone knows that Black Lives Matter was a scam. It's over. You're welcome."
I don't know what that means, sir.
And now he is, he's kind of like targeting this Black woman by the name of Gabriella Carifa Johnson. She's a fashion editor who I guess was at his show and was criticizing how dangerous it is that he's upholding white supremacy this way. So now he's taking screenshots of her IG and posting pictures of her. You know, but you know what this means. When he starts coming at someone, targeting someone, is for his fans to like
attack her. Wait, but I thought like her having her own opinion and thinking free was okay in the framing of Kanye and people who support free thinking. Is that not okay for her to have a differing opinion?
Bro, I can't.
I'm confused. But then hit me with the button for even trying to make it make sense.
Congratulations.
You confuse like the rest of us.
But then also for those of you, because there are a significant population of people who say Black Lives Matter was a scam. Why? Because the organization and its founder went and bought property that then does programs for young women and Black people in Los Angeles. And they live at the property. Y'all have a problem with that?
But I really think that, okay, look, with all the different chapters that were popping around, they weren't all working together, right? We learned that afterwards.
That's right.
And yes, okay, there was mismanagement of funds, fine, right, on certain chapters. But the overall statement, okay, when you really think about Black Lives Matter, they just matter, okay? That's it. Not saying superior, not saying anything. It just matter because we see it every single day. Like, we had this whole discussion about it earlier about Black women constantly being ignored and dismissed and the police brutality we see towards Black folks. Like, I just, like, to me, it's like, why is it still a conversation and why is it so hard to understand?
No, because everybody wants to play the oppression Olympics. And, you know, unfortunately, in America, you know, with this whole freedom of speech concept, people just come out and go, yeah, but what about me? What about ism? What about this? What about that? And many of them are false equivalencies when you're talking about Black people and the murdering of Black people and the fact that it hasn't mattered whether young Black girls go missing. You don't see that on the news. You don't see the news cycle stop when young Black girls go missing. Yeah, even right now, and we said this earlier, and I'm repeating it for those that just tuned in. Everybody's really hyped on this Jeffrey Dahmer series on Netflix. It's specifically about a white man killing Black people and nobody caring. And now, he didn't only kill Black people. There were other people he killed. But predominantly, I think, of the 16 people, what, 13 were Black?
Something like that. It was a lot.
And the woman who could have stopped him was a Black woman who basically was threatened that if she kept, you know, complaining about him, that she was going to get arrested at one point.
Well, like, that's the thing. It's not only the lives that are lost, but the voices that are not heard, just not being listened to.
And why, Rosenberg?
Because they're Black and from a poor community. The combination made them irrelevant in the early 90s and right now in many places.
Well, and even as we sit here and the world's up in arms about Ukraine, nobody is talking about the nations in Africa that are constantly having some sort of upheaval and issues, mostly due to pressure put on these countries by European nations. It's not even a part of the conversation. Because black lives don't really matter. So a slogan was made up to bring that conversation to the forefront. But Kanye just selling t-shirts, man. Kanye just out here selling t-shirts and keeping his name hot. And now he's bullying a black woman for having an opinion that he doesn't agree with. Yep. Same way he bullied his children's mother. The same way he bullied his children's grandmother. And then came back and apologized for it.
And this is all very post-Trump. Like, we now live in a time where if you have a following, regardless of who that following is or what you say, people will support you for being crazy. They do not care what's truthful. They do not care what's right or wrong. They're on your team.
Well, now, let's not say it's a new thing, because you're watching Dahmer, who had fan mail coming in. People were supporting that man for being crazy.
I mean, no, listen, there have always been morons. Absolutely. I think now it's a little wider spread. Like it's on the internet, you can do it anonymously. It's a lot of effort to write a letter to Jeffrey Dahmer. You'd have to be really all the way psycho to do that. I think there are people now who can halfway do it with just a comment, a retweet. We got your back, yay. Why are they coming for you? Like it. But you're right. It's always been there.
That's your Flash and Lights report. The time is 8:06. Rain today and alternate side parking rules are in effect.
Coming up, 97 minutes commercial free music, WQHT HD1 FM New York City.
Wow.
Cast one right now. Let's hit it. And ride or die. Next.
Pop 97 Summer Jam. 30th anniversary, June 2nd. UBS Arena. Hold on. Sexy Red, French Montana, DeVito, Roller Brook, Cash Cobain, Bass Swag, Doja Cat, Honey Baby, Fabio Foreign, 41 Cal Rich, Jet Carter, Tata, Chef G is home, baby, Sleepy Hollow, Connie Diamond, 310 Baby, Celebrity Host, Ice Spice and A Boogie, Big Daddy Kane will be celebrating the life of the finisher, Mr. C,
Mr. C, Step Swimming,
Jadakiss, EPMD, Eric B and Rakim, Method Man and Redman, Lord Tariq and Peter Guns, yours truly, the curator, the lit digital DJ, Funk Flex on the set, hosted by Nessa, Ebro, Peter Rosenberg, and Laura Stahl. 30th anniversary of Summer Jam, 30% off right now. This offer ends at midnight on Sunday. Tickets at Ticketmaster.com. Oh, you thought we wasn't going to get it right?
He's on fire! Fire!
Yo. Wait, Laura, wait. You can't be laughing, man. We're going to talk red flags, and we want to take your phone calls on Ebro in the morning. By red flags, we mean relationship red flags. Things that were like, that's concerning.
Right.
But I really love the person, I think, mostly. Mm. And I'm going to go through with it. Oh, that's concerning. That's not a good sign. But,
hey.
Like, for me, someone's still married. Mm-hmm. They're not yet divorced, but they're talking to you about getting married.
Nah, fam.
Well, divorces take, like, a long time sometimes.
Yeah, but you might want to clean that up first.
You have to.
I know.
Yeah, you might want to handle that.
Yeah. Finish that up first and then propose.
I'll tell you another red flag that I heeded this red flag, though, when I was young. For some reason, it clicked in my mind. When you really like a woman and then you meet her parents, mm-hmm. and her own mother goes, "Are you sure you're ready for this?" I was like, what do you mean?
Because it sounds like a joke.
Right. Right.
More times than not, it's serious. It is, and I've learned that too. When the parents warn you, they say it as a joke in the beginning. But it's not a joke. Pay attention.
I paid attention to that one early on. I was like, oh.
People love that one.
Right. And for me, a red flag was in my last large relationship, the last marriage was, how do I say, bad attitudes.
What
bad
do you mean?
Attitude early, because it was just like the disrespect of taxi drivers.
Oh, yeah, and that's servants. A big one. That's big a big one. One for me.
You know, people who serve you. I noticed early in the dating is like, you know, something's wrong with my food. And it was kind of like this tone of disrespect or cab driver. I said, stop right here. And I'm like, yo, why do you talk like that?
Right.
And she's like, yeah, nah, I just get upset sometimes. No, later on, this is a problem.
Yeah.
You disrespect people and you have a little weird
that's
energy.
That's a big
about
red
you.
Flag. That's a big one.
And because they often apologized after, I was like, hey.
Well, listen, let's be fair. It's hard sometimes to really take the red flag seriously enough where you're like, no, you know what? I need to really calculate this. Because you're right, Johnny. In the moment, they say sorry or they were drunk or they're this. And then you're like, all right, you know, things happen. But you're right. I mean, in general, if you went out to a meeting with someone and you were having a business meeting to see if you guys wanted to work together, and when their food came out, they like nastily said to the waiter, like, well, what is this?
Right.
What would you? You'd be like, whoa. Is that how this person gets down?
Right.
And these
are
red flags. Red I'll tell flags. You another one. Women talk about this with men. But I think men need to talk about this with regard to women. Mm-hmm. You'll hear women often say, look, if he don't respect his mother and love his mother,
yeah,
it's gonna be a rough way to go for you.
Yeah, yeah.
The same thing applies, though, with women and their dads.
Mm.
Yeah, but that's such a general statement because you never know why. You
well,
know
no,
what
no,
I mean?
No. But there's a certain framing of it, right? When it's like you see somebody disrespecting their parents, mm-hmm. a parent, both parents, whatever. Like, you may not get along with your parents. You may not like where your parents, the way a lot of things, abuse, there could be a lot of things in there.
Right.
But
right.
if you've reconciled those issues, you don't frame it in the work of like, yo, I don't really F with my parents, F them. You'll be like, nah, my parents are screwed up. They've been through a lot. And
we have a complicated relationship.
We have a complicated relationship. Right. That framing is important.
Right. Yep. But Ebro, on the flip side, let's play the flip side of that coin. The partner is too much of a mama's boy or a daddy's girl.
Red flag.
Right.
That you got to be careful for that too. Listen, it could be nothing, but it could be something.
So we're talking red flags, 800-223-9797, but specifically red flags that you ignored. Mm-hmm. And things didn't end up so well.
I know one common one that people ignore. I know this for multiple people in my life is drinking behaviors.
Yeah.
Sleeping on drinking behaviors. And you're like, oh, well, it happened once. Okay, well, that's just once. And then it happens repeatedly, and you're like, oh, this is a thing.
Right.
Yeah, that could be very hard.
That could be backbreaking.
I know another one.
Yeah, the excessive drinking, it really is an issue.
Cash one, what's yours?
Spending habits. How you manage your money and spend your money is a big red flag to me. Big red flag.
Pay attention early.
You owe a lot of people, you owe a lot of stuff, and you out here buying stuff anyway. I'd be like, what are we doing here?
Facts.
What are we
That's
doing
super
here?
Super irresponsible. Yeah. That's a
Cass, when were these red flags for you? When you were like 11? Because you've been with your girl for 35 years.
Yeah, man. I was financially responsible at a young age.
He knew better. We're taking your phone calls right now. Nay is on the line. Nay, good morning. Some red flags that you ignored, and how did it turn out?
Hi.
Well, this is a red flag for me.
Yeah. Don't ignore caller red
flag. Yeah, this is a caller red flag right here. I'm about to disconnect. Nay, you got one more second. Oh, yep. See,
nope,
done.
There
red
it is.
Flag.
Ebro got to take the red flag.
Don't even know how to talk. Yo, somebody who calls and doesn't know how to talk on the phone.
Right.
Well, especially, come on, you've heard a radio show before. You know you got to turn your radio down. You know you got to get off speakerphone.
It's a red flag.
Come on now.
And it was like, hey, and still couldn't.
Like we're just your homie on speaker.
Red flags, man. Ashley, red flag you ignored, and how did things turn out?
Hey guys, it was my brother. He was dating this girl just recently, and every ex she had, she told him that they died of different things.
Whoa! Why is everybody dying?
That's crazy.
Why is everybody dying?
Exactly. Right.
All of them died of COVID.
None of them were dead. No, just one, the most recent. Yo,
wait, y'all missed the punchline. None of them were actually dead.
Right.
Not one.
They were all just dead to her, you're saying, because she's crazy.
Exactly.
Yep.
Now, did
that's
your,
wild.
Did your brother end up with this woman?
No, they just broke up 2 days ago.
Oh, got it. So clearly it didn't. And now, and did he discover anything else in the process?
No, that was the breaking point for him. Once he found the exes on Facebook, it was like, oh, well, I thought they were dead. So,
yeah. Yo, crazy. Ashley, thank you so much. Anonymous is on the line. We're talking red flags. Red flags you ignored. And how did things turn out? Anonymous.
Yeah, there were so many red flags. First of all, he lied about how old he was. He Uh-oh. Lied about how many kids he had.
Oh,
and
nah.
I quickly found out the next day, but I still dealt with it.
Oh, wow.
I don't know why, but the...
Wait, Anonymous, hang on. Hang on, Anonymous. We got something for you.
Congratulations. You played yourself.
Yeah.
I did.
And then what else happened, Anonymous?
Also, so we dated for 3 months. I ignored that red flag. He was very argumentative about every little thing. He was just always ready to argue. That was a huge red flag for me, and I couldn't deal with it.
That was the breaker.
No, not really. He ghosted me.
So it all worked out for you. It was all good.
So it worked out because I don't think I would have stopped speaking to him despite all the red flags that I noticed. So
what?
He did me a favor. Thank God.
Yo, Anonymous, you got
really
some work.
Bad.
You got some work you need to do on yourself. You was about to right. let this liar
mm-hmm.
run you I around. Know. And the universe helped you out.
Yeah, because I could have been in some deep yep. sugar honey iced tea.
Yep, yep. Be careful out here. Thank you for your phone call. We're talking red flags.
Yeah, one of my people's texts, one of the red flags they ignored was he was married.
Oh, okay. Yeah,
that's one.
Yeah, you know, okay. You might not want to proceed on that one.
Yo! Jasmine, good morning. Some red flags that you ignored, and how did it turn out?
Good morning. So it all started on the day I got engaged. His mother told my mother, I don't even know why she said yes.
Whoa.
So come to find out, he was still married and got divorced the day before our wedding.
Whoa!
Needless wow. to say, 12 years later, we're divorced. When we've been divorced for 9 years now.
Wow!
Wow!
Ebro in the morning with Laura Stiles and Rosenberg.
Dang. Wow, I can't believe she stuck around.
I mean, she was already married. I guess it was, we're at the altar. They was damn near at the altar.
That's a huge lie. A huge lie.
Damn. But you know, after all that money.
What, you've already planned the whole wedding?
I mean, we done took photos. We done dressed up. Yeah, we, you know what I mean? We're engaged.
Might as well at least give it a shot at this point.
We might as well take a crack at it, man. Like,
I mean, let's be real. The pulling the trigger to walk away from the actual wedding day, that's tough, man.
That's tough.
I mean, it's not a movie. This is not Runaway Bride.
Right.
That's not easy.
They're like, look.
That's not a little lie, though, guys. That's a huge
lie. No, it's
lie.
Huge. But, it's huge.
But still walking away the day, y'all.
Hard.
Like, yo, I'm really mad at you. When we get home, we're going to talk about this.
Oh, my God.
Cast 1, 97 yo. Minutes, commercial free. I feel like falling in love. The Gurus are next. Rain all day. Today and tomorrow. That's the big weather story. And cold.
Montana, DeVito, Roller Brook, Cash Cobain, Bass Swag, Doja Cat, Honey Baby, Fabio Fari, 41 Cal Rich, Jet Carter, Tata, Chef G is home, baby, Sleepy Hollow, Connie Diamond, 310 Baby, Celebrity Host, Ice Spice and A Boogie, Big Daddy Kane will be celebrating the life of the finisher, Mr. C,
Mr. C, Step Swimming,
Jadakiss, EPMD, Eric B and Rakim, Method Man and Redman, Lord Tariq and Peter Guns, yours truly the curator, the lit digital DJ Funk Flex on the set, hosted by Nessa, Ebro, Peter Rosenberg, and Laura Stiles. 30th anniversary of Summer Jam, 30% off right now. This offer ends at midnight on Sunday. Tickets at Ticketmaster.com. Oh, you thought we wasn't going to get it right?
He's on fire.
Yeah, that's phenomenal.
But if he, but that,
wait, hang on, man, hang on. Before we get to the Gurus, this is a good one. Shana, you can talk about that?
Yeah.
Shani, after we was taking y'all calls about red flags and, you know, red flags you ignored and we wanted to know how it turned out, you said, what happened in your family?
So the day my older sister got married, she knew inside right before she was about to walk down the aisle, I don't think I should do this. And it was me back there. It was my father. And we were behind the closed door. And it was her. And she looks at him and she's like, I don't know. I'm scared. And she's crying. And he was like, just say the word. It ain't nothing. It ain't
say
nothing
what
but a word.
Just
say the word. Like, we out right now. We can
leave. Like, you don't have to get married. You don't want you, to. We you, out. Daddy will hold your hand. We'll walk through everybody.
I got you. If this ain't it, we go.
Love that.
And that got her more nervous because maybe she thought he was going to be like, you know, look, it's fine. Maybe you're just nervous. You got the jitters. And she'd have been like, you right. Breathe and then go down the aisle. Instead, he went the other way. We
and so what
here.
Happened?
We'll fly the door. So she denied her gut feeling because he made it too real in the moment. And she walked down the aisle.
And then what happened?
The marriage was a shambles. She got divorced within 3 years. Didn't listen to her gut.
Yo, Issa, if you ever hear this audio, just say the word, baby girl. I done walked through mad flames. I don't care who flew in town. I don't care what was paid for. You look at me and you say, I don't know if I want to do this. It's nothing.
Right.
We will walk out. Matter of fact, we can still eat the food.
Right,
we can have a party.
Right,
whoever DJ was hired, going to play some music. His family could come. Right. Or whoever you marrying him, if it's a her, him, them, they right. We party together.
So,
but you don't have to get married, and I won't feel no type of way.
So with that same energy and aggression with all of the people invited, all of the planning, all of the day and now, that Ebro energy is like, right now, we out of here.
I might walk out in front of the whole everybody and go, yo, we calling this off, fam. She questioned it.
And she's like, nah, dad, chill. All right, I know how you do. No, I'm just nervous. I'm going to do this. So it went the other way because he was.
It backfired.
Right.
Well, it didn't backfire. She did what she wanted to do.
Right, but Shawnee's saying that because he went so aggressive, it might have pushed her to just be like, oh, this is too crazy. Let me just go down the aisle.
Well, listen, don't bring it up next time then.
Now, Ebro, what if you – so you say it would be that easy. What about this, though? Flip the script.
Okay.
Your daughter says to you at the last minute, Issa says, like, Dad, I'm scared. But at that point, you've known the dude, let's say, for 5 years.
I don't care.
No, you're saying you don't care. Right. But if you never liked anyone else
so?
And you loved him and you were like, no, this is a good man, you would just be like, yo, take a walk. Let's go.
No. She don't want to marry you, bro. That doesn't mean he's still not. All that. Everything you said is still valid.
Okay. Right.
She don't want to marry you. And I support her. This is my daughter.
It's not about support, though. You wouldn't say, you wouldn't want to question, are you sure you're not?
Absolutely not.
She has a reason.
And she didn't say, I don't want to marry him. She was like, I'm scared. I don't know what I'm doing right now. I think that was the exact words.
Yeah.
And when he heard that, he was like, what? Ain't nothing. Say the word, Big Bird. We out. It ain't nothing.
It's nothing.
I appreciate that.
It's nothing.
Like, let's go. We don't got to walk through this door.
The
we
only thing I'm fighting Ebro on
us.
Is his, it's nothing. It's definitely something.
No, it's something. I mean, but what you're saying to me supersedes everything, so it's nothing. You know what I'm saying? Like,
because
here's the other part of it. I probably didn't even want to pay all this money anyway for all of this stuff anyway.
Right.
So I'm already tight because you wanted to do pictures and dress up and anyway. You know what I'm saying? Y'all should have just went to City Hall.
So you might as well burn it.
So let's just burn it all down anyway.
Right. So then that scared her. No. Let's not do that. And she walked.
I ain't worried about it. I'm waiting for something like that. I need some interesting in my life.
Oh my gosh.
Let's get to the gurus.
Hey, yo, it's time for the gurus, Shani Coulter and Rosenberg. And Laura, you know you are a beautiful queen. Ebro, don't ever play yourself. You're not a guru.
The guru, Laura@gmail.com. Send us your emails when the gurus unite
that's right.
To uplift you. Shine the light on your darkness.
Shiny
culture, burn that sage. Rosenberg, lead us in breathing exercises and tell us who needs our help out there.
TheGuruLaura@gmail.com. That's right. Thank you, Laura. Thank you. TheGuruLaura@gmail. Send us your emails right now, like this one. Dear gurus, I'm 34 years old. I've been married to my wife now for 3 years. Mm-hmm. We have a daughter who just turned one. Like all couples, we have our bad days. But I would say we're a pretty solid unit. The problem I need your help with is one of my girl's guy friends. Mm-hmm. To be honest, he's one of her only friends. And she's soft and gets walked all over and used by a lot of people. They've been friends longer than we've been together, and she has told me that he had a thing for her. Not long after we got together, he told her I wasn't good enough for her and I would let her down, which has really stuck with me. I spoke with my girl about this, and she says not to worry about it as he doesn't know me. The guy will message her late night and even video chats her. Sometimes my girl answers and other times she doesn't. And there's been occasions where she's told me that they're no longer talking as he is being an ass. But he always gets back in. I feel he still likes her as he always puts...
She likes him.
Right. Yeah. As he always puts three X's in his messages to her. What does that mean?
Kiss, kiss, kiss.
Oh, mm-hmm. Like X and O's? But I have never had much luck in prior relationships, and I've always been the faithful one, which has left me with some trust issues and worrying that someone's going to take my happiness away. He was a guest at our wedding, and we spoke, and he seemed all right, but I can't shake that bad taste. The issue now is he asked my wife to be a groomswoman and my daughter to be a flower girl at his wedding. Despite the fact of having a daughter of his own, I feel like he's trying to make my family a bigger part of his wedding. Like I said, I have trust issues, so I could be seeing something that's not there, but am I playing myself by not showing how uneasy I feel about this guy and how he acts towards her? What should I do?
You should tell your woman, I don't like all this, bro. Knock it off or this ain't working for me.
Yeah, you got to be honest with your partner. If it makes you uncomfortable, be honest.
And matter of fact, the fact that she even thinks this is okay is super problematic. Mm-hmm.
Right. And you let it go on for too long.
And what really strikes me is the late night phone calls and the FaceTimes and all of this art. Like, what are y'all arguing about?
Hey.
That part tipped me off more than anything else.
Like the flower girl and other things. If you just said, hey, there's some dude that my lady's been friends with a long time, wants her to be a groomswoman and my daughter be in the wedding, I wouldn't think nothing of it.
Yeah, that's
it's
nice.
The other pieces.
The fighting really is weird. That feels personal on a different level.
And honestly, like calling someone, video calling someone like late night, that's disrespectful.
Yeah, too.
Well, I don't know if I agree with that.
I don't know.
No, like, it's disrespectful. If you have a family, you have a family, like my friends don't call my home after a certain time.
Yeah, facts.
Right. You text
unless
first.
It's an emergency.
Like if it's an emergency, it's 9 o'clock at night, bro. Why would you be calling my house just random? When you know my kid got school, we got work, you would text and be like, bro, I need to talk or something.
Yeah,
you wouldn't just call.
This is not no brother sister type relationship. Like he already.
Well,
that's the thing.
Like if that's why I won't say to me the calling thing is necessarily it because it's about what the nature of the relationship feels like. Yes, it would be. It's odd for adults to do that. Period. Like you're not 24. Like if you're not a child, I get it. But at the same time, to me, the most telling thing is the fighting and the constant like that he badmouthed you. You add it all up, man. Now we're talking red flags again.
Yo,
How many red flags are you gonna ignore?
That fake brother sister-ish. Yeah. I don't play well with me, bro. Y'all not really related. Right. Stop it. Knock
Y'all
it off.
Related. They like each other.
Yo, nobody. Boss.
They each other's back.
Boss. Nobody respects you in these relationships. He doesn't respect you. Her friend doesn't respect you.
They think
she doesn't respect
goofy,
you.
Bro.
Well, I was just about to say that too.
They think you're a pushover.
You being soft, dude. You don't got no spine. You know what I'm saying?
It is what it is.
You ain't got no spine.
You don't have no spine. They walking all over you, dog. And you said that in all the relationships, you kind of keep getting stepped on like this.
And
like, you should have stopped this a long time ago.
And it sounds like you don't even know. Like, it sounds like they don't even... He said he's been married for 3 years. It sounds like him and the wife's friend don't even know each other like that. From this email, he's like, oh, yeah, he doesn't know you like that. Or what? You don't even, like, it's one thing if
he doesn't even
have, any sort of relationship or nothing with this guy. That's a whole
other. How are you not close with
him? She's keeping him separate. She's doing that. Right. That's a red flag, bro.
Facts.
That's a great point. Why would you, if they were legitimately just good friends, why wouldn't you now be good friends with him?
Right. I bet you if we ask more questions,
Like, if we actually got to talk to this dude and we found out the financial situation, I bet you the financial situation works in her favor, but she gets to have her cake and eat it too with her little plaything. He goes off and gets married and has his little family, and they get to be playthings permanently.
Right. Yeah.
So bottom line, if it makes you uncomfortable, you need to say something.
And like, you might be at a disadvantage because you took too long. And y'all got a daughter, so you kind of trapped. You in trouble, bro.
Oh, wait. That sounds
congratulations. You played yourself.
Damn, hey, Shawnee, you don't think he could say something now?
He nope. can. He can, but it's just late. Yeah, it's late.
No,
it's
yeah.
late.
I guess I'm saying no because, yes, you could say something, but it ain't going to mean nothing. Now it's a whole thing.
Yeah. And she's just going to run the dude as soon as you start complaining.
She's going to run the old play. Well, why you ain't saying it 3 years ago? It's been four. She's going to run that.
Yeah.
Is there a world in which, you know, she could have it, like, with the right therapeutic setting, it could hit her in a different way? Like, wow, what I've been doing has been messed up. Yeah. Let me change this.
I think, and
depends on her, man. We all know her.
I like to right. point one other thing out. He said that she told him that back in the day he had feelings for her or something like that. She mm-hmm. did mention something like that, right?
Yeah, yep. something like that.
Yo, you bring that up. That you got to dead that relationship. Yeah. In a relationship with your person, if you tell them, hey, this person that I'm friends with had interest in me at a certain point, that's going to make them feel uncomfortable. So at that point, you got to be ready to be like, all right, cool. I know you're not comfortable with that. I'll end that. She didn't even think about that. It's not even a thought in her head.
Yeah, you gotta speak up on this. Every time something happens, I don't like this. And you got to start having a spine, bro. They don't respect you.
Yeah, I think we all agree, man. I think you should talk to her, be honest about how you feel. And hopefully, you know, she can see your point of view and she can understand you. And hopefully you guys can come to some kind of agreement.
But if not, bro, you can find another relationship and be respected in it.
And just know, when they fight, all of that, oh, yeah, he's being an ass right now talk, is because he still be trying to smash.
Yep.
Facts.
See you at the wedding, bro.
Give us a follow up. So damn. Say the Gurus.
Ebro in the Morning with Laura Stiles and Rosenberg.
Strength, no weakness. No weakness.
And just real quick, don't let your daughter be the flower girl if you're not comfortable. That's your daughter, man. Put your foot down.
Yo, dude is playing you so crazy.
Yeah.
He got your wife and your daughter. Yeah. And he like, nah, they gonna be in my wedding. And you writing the radio station trying to figure it out, doggy?
Yeah.
Why are you insulting him for writing the radio station?
No, it's not. I'm not insulting him for writing the radio station. He's just a super nice dude.
Right. Right.
And he's being taken advantage of, and I hate that.
Mm-hmm. And that's what it is.
And everybody around him knows. And that makes it even worse.
Right. Yeah.
Damn.
And I'm triggered by that.
I can tell.
And he can't control what she does if she wants to be next to the dude during his marriage day, but that's your daughter. You feel a way, you can put your foot down.
Yo, people will play with you right in your face, be with your family, bro. And think that you ain't going to say something. Better speak up. That's facts. Make it real. And be ready to burn the whole thing down. Everybody, woo-wide right now.
Yep.
On the way, flashing lights, Laura Stiles.
Coming up in a flashing lights report, man, the girls are beefing. There was some shots taken and arguments on Twitter between Cardi B and JT of the City Girls.
I'm not buying it, y'all. I'm not buying it.
We'll talk about it next.
I'm about to pull out his sweet.
The super sleuths of Ebro, Shawnee, and Cass One. You know what I'm saying? Shawnee's a guru, but he's also a super sleuth. Mm-hmm. I think he's more sliding into our side, Cass One, the last few weeks of these guru things.
Yeah, man.
Because, I mean, we got to the bottom of it, of the last email during the guru, which is the lady that the guy who emailed is married to is likely friends with this guy who is trying to hit on her and trying to smash.
Right.
He trying to get some. And that's why they fight.
Right.
Because what are you fighting about with some dude who's allegedly your friend?
Right.
But you can't tell me your husband.
Mm-hmm. Right.
What y'all fighting about? The reason you can't tell me is because he's trying to smash you, playing around, thinking it's all cute and funny. Mm-hmm. You don't want to smash him, which is clean.
Right. Mm-hmm.
But you also don't want to stop being friends with him because you like the attention.
Yeah, it is because you like the attention. You like the way that make you feel. You like the, I have somebody chasing me.
Exactly.
Right. How y'all not?
And she one of those girls that's like, I mean, he's my friend. He's harmless. I mean, I would never mess with him. I've never messed with him before, so she I wouldn't mess with him now. But I don't want to stop being friends with him because he means so much to me.
I'm sure.
Wow.
I'm sure. We figured it out.
Yeah.
He's my friend. We've been friends for so long. It's just, you know, he's a sweetheart.
F*** out of here.
What a deep dive, Rosenberg.
Yeah, he's like, yeah, this feels very personal. Because it does seem like you guys are also blanket statementing this whole thing.
We had to. That's what Super Sleuths do. We're getting in, getting inside here. You know what I'm saying? But the gurus are trying to find solutions. The Super Sleuths... We ain't trying to find solutions.
I didn't even know about the Super Sleuths.
That's because they're Super Sleuths and you're not a part of it. You know what I'm saying?
Right.
It's just what it is. Let's get to the flashing lights with Laura Styles.
Laura Styles got the 411 on the flashing lights. Lights.
I know you're ready for the flashing lights. Laura Styles can put us on.
Right now I have tickets. We're hooking you up to see Jack Harlow live at his Come Home, the Kids Miss You tour with the City Girls. Live at the Barclays Center on Friday, October 7th. Tickets on sale, Ticketmaster.com. Made hot by Live Nation. Call the number 9-800-223-9797. These are for you. Now, speaking of the City Girls, JT and Cardi B were throwing shots at each other online. It started off because JT of the City Girls gave Glorilla props on her single Tomorrow 2 featuring Cardi B, but she never mentioned Cardi B. So people started like pointing out the omission and it just started going on this back and forth. And according to the tweets at one point, I guess Cardi, because, you know, their fan bases are really the ones that start feeding and instigating.
Yep.
And of course they caught the bait. And at one point they were, I guess they were talking on DM and they decided to go and post it on social media. Cardi calling JT a lapdog and then. It just got really, really messy. They started just going back and forth. And the funniest part about this that I was like, wow. While they're going back and forth, Nicki Minaj decides to change her main photo, her Avi on Twitter, to a picture of JT. I guess that's her way of taking JT's side. So Cardi wasn't done. Cardi goes and changes her Avi to a photo of Remy Ma.
Yeah. BX in the building?
So petty.
What a mess.
I mean.
Super messy.
I think it's all choreographed for the sake of, you know, streams and songs and sharing and
that's
combo.
That's what you say about everything that
until
happens.
Until I learn otherwise.
You think, hold on, real quick. I just want to play this out. You think Cardi and Nicki are in cahoots or you're saying people are just willing to go to do these things because they want to make noise?
I think the willing part.
Right, but not that they're actually working
together.
Yeah,
I don't know if there's like, okay, here's what we're going to do today.
Like, yeah, I don't think it's orchestrated on that level.
No, I just think once it's going, they just be like, all right, we dancing today. Let's get it.
That I believe that. It's still not great, though. It's getting old.
Right, like, like it's getting so old.
Well, for
like,
us, but clearly their fans eat it up, right? Apparently. Until the fans stop caring and their fans.
I'm going to tell you guys... These committed fan bases out here who are obsessed with the artist and agree with everything they do, those people are going to be the death of you.
Tell us why.
They may make you money and make your streams hot, but they will make you think that everything you do is dope and that every idea you have is good, and it may not be. They will support. We talked about this earlier. The blind support regardless. That's what these groups do. They just support no matter what.
But this goes back to our earlier conversation or even about, like, religion, man. You know what I'm saying? When you're talking about religion, when you're talking about all of this fandom, you know what I'm saying, where there's clearly things, inconsistencies, improprieties, craziness, and nobody wants to be honest about it because they're so committed to whatever it is that's making them feel good that day.
Right.
You know what I'm saying? Like, I mean, look, we can say the same thing about football. People are committed to teams even though the team is the ownership and the this and the that and the blah, 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 and the crimes are being committed by players and, wow, but that's my team. You know, people just want to be a part of something. That is a real thing.
at your Flash and Light. Pick a side. The time is 8:55. Rain all day today, and alternate side parking rules are in effect.
Man, and people do it with everything too. Politics. It's gang, gang, gang everywhere.
Really is.
The Morehouse, House of Funk Band, and Howard Showtime Band are two of the most electrifying marching bands on earth. Learn about what makes them so special on Hot 97's newest podcast, Captains and Majors, hosted by yours truly, Fred Bugsy Bugs. Check out Captains and Majors on iTunes, Spotify, and anywhere else you listen to podcasts.
Montana, DeVito, Roller Brook, Cash Cobain, Bass Swag, Doja Cat, Honey Baby, Fabio Foreign, 41 Cal Rich, Jet Carter, Tata, Chef G is home, baby, Sleepy Hollow, Connie Diamond, 310 Baby, Celebrity Host, Ice Spice and A Boogie, Big Daddy Kane will be celebrating the life of the finisher, Mr. C,
Mr. C, Step Swimming,
Jadakiss, EPMD, Eric B and Rakim, Method Man and Redman, Lord Tariq and Peter Guns, yours truly, the curator, the lit digital DJ, Funk Flex on the set, hosted by Nessa, Ebro, Peter Rosenberg, and Laura Stiles. 30th anniversary of Summer Jam, 30% off right now. This offer ends at midnight on Sunday. Tickets at Ticketmaster.com. Oh, you thought we wasn't going to get it right?
He's on fire.